House considers it a win. Lisa Brady, Fox News. U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the new jobs report shows strong, steady growth. 263,000 jobs created in September. Employers not tapping the brakes as much as economists expected, despite the Fed's aggressive rate hikes to battle inflation. But could more people working lead to more spending, with that demand driving more inflation?
I certainly don't have a concern about that. I think we're seeing, hopefully, we're doing everything we can to bring these inflationary pressures down.
Walsh says investments in infrastructure, manufacturing, and clean energy are creating good jobs. Republicans say the president's spending is fueling inflation and that most of the jobs added are part of pandemic recovery that would have happened anyway. The president is in Maryland, about to mark National Manufacturing Day at a Volvo plant. Oil prices are surging, topping $92 a barrel, which could send gas prices higher.
Unfortunately, the falling prices from over the summer seem like a distant memory now that it's fall. The national average today is $3.89. That's about 13 cents higher than a month ago, 10 cents higher than just last week. Refinery problems out west and to some degree here in the Midwest started the surge. But now the parts of the country that have been enjoying relatively low prices compared to other regions could see pump prices go up.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble in Chicago. The higher prices driving more debate about the president's policies leading up to the midterms. Sheriff's officials just confirming that a second man is under arrest in connection with the abduction and murder of a California family. Alberto Salgado is the brother of the accused killer, Jesus Salgado, who was a former employee of the family's trucking business. Investigators say he had a long-running dispute with them. All four of the kidnapped family members, including a baby, were found dead days after the abduction. The suspect's brother faces charges, including conspiracy. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The trial is delayed a second time for an Idaho woman accused of killing two of her children.
An Idaho judge is postponing trial for Lori Vallow Daybell pending the results of a competency evaluation in a case where prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Vallow Daybell and her husband Chad Daybell are accused of being part of a religious cult. They've pled not guilty to killing her two kids, 7-year-old Joshua and his 16-year-old sister Tylee, and Chad Daybell's previous wife, as well as conspiracy and grand theft charges. Lori Vallow Daybell is also accused out of Arizona of conspiracy charges in the death of her previous husband.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Outreach to Russia. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency says its chief will travel to Russia next week for further discussions on a proposal for a protection zone around Europe's largest nuclear plant in Ukraine. Agency experts have remained at that plant since early September, with more arriving today, amid continued concern about fighting in the area. Some big pop stars might be drafted into their country's military.
K-pop supergroup BTS at the center of a controversy over serving in South Korea's military. Members of the public remain sharply divided over the issue, but South Korea's military appears to want to conscript members of the boy band. Able-bodied men are required to perform 18 to 21 months of military service, though there are special exemptions for athletes, classical and traditional musicians, and ballet and other dancers who have won top prizes. The group's oldest member faces possible enlistment after turning 30 in December. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are plummeting after the jobs report. The Dow's now down about 600 points. The Nasdaq's down 400. That's more than 3%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.